Y107.3 WYBZ and our community spotlight. Earlier this week, Mary Burkhardt had an opportunity to speak with Executive Director Anna Ertl and Jenny Masterson, the Youth Services Coordinator, about their upcoming cake auction. Let's get the details now from Mary.
Cake is what's on your mind. How many do you have so far?
Right now we have 330 cakes and certainly looking for more. We can take up to 415. So if everybody would call us, 453-5417, we can take them up to the 15th to get them in print, or you can certainly bring them out even the day of the cake auction. We'd love to have them all.
Okay, and of course, if anyone's new in this area and not real familiar with it, and I'm going to let you explain to the community how the cake auction works.
Well, and you're right, Mary. A lot of people, I assume people know what that is after being around for 23 years. But what we do is we have people donate cakes as well as an incentive to go with that cake, and then we auction it off. And the people really show up. We've got a lot of neat incentives this year that just gets more and more creative every year, as do the cakes. Some of the incentives, for example, we've got Genesis is doing a hot air balloon ride again this year. We've got everything from gift certificates to local stores to a big giant Pittsburgh Steelers pool table from AAA Pools and Spa, which is really neat. Yeah.
Pretty neat. So, of course, tell everybody the proceeds from the auction. Where do they go?
They go to help all of our programs at the Carr Center. We have more than 18 active programs and services at the Carr Center. Speech therapy for children, adult daycare, scholarships. We do a little bit of everything there, but it's about 25% of our operating budget. So while it doesn't give us everything we need for the whole year, we definitely couldn't be here without it.
Jenny, I want to see if you can tell everybody why they should go out actually the night before the cake auction starts.
Well, the night before the cake auction is our People's Choice Award. So everyone can come out and look at all the great cakes and actually vote on their favorites. And that is sponsored by Huntington National Bank. And we are very excited also to have Marco Adornetto there. He's done some cupcakes for everybody to taste test. So if you come out, you can see the cakes, you can get a peek at the incentives, and then the auction starts at 8:15 the next morning.
And of course, that is coming up on a Wednesday, April the
21st.
Okay, and the cake auction starts on Thursday, continues through Friday. And of course, you can always stop by the mall during regular mall hours and check out all the cakes if you can't get there on Wednesday night. But again, we encourage people to stop by and vote for their absolute favorite cake.
That's right. Well, we're just very excited about this year's auction, and always very excited and humbled by the time we get through it, because people do come and rally around, and the event is more than just a Carr Center event at this point. It's a community event, and we're very proud to be a part of it.
Do we happen to have offhand a total for what has been raised over the last 23 years?
The last 23 years, last year we just passed the $3 million mark as a cumulative total, so it's just absolutely amazing.
That's Executive Director Anna Ertl and Jenny Masterson, the Youth Services Coordinator, about the upcoming cake auction. It's the 24th annual, and it's coming up this Thursday, April the 22nd. It's this weekend's Community Spotlight on Y107.3 WYBZ.